For the past 2 days, President Clinton has made headlines presiding over the Middle East summit at the White House. His Republican challenger, Bob Dole, tried to compete in Ohio yesterday and today in Pennsylvania, where he attacked Mr. Clinton's domestic policy record, and he warned voters to be skeptical of any promises the president makes in Sunday's debate. That matchup will be one of a few remaining chances for Mr. Dole to appeal to a large audience. Yesterday's trip to Ohio, for example, barely made news outside of the greater Cleveland area. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Making news should not be a problem for a presidential candidate just 5 weeks before Election Day. But for Bob Dole, whose prospects look bleak in almost every region and voting block in the country, getting the voters to take notice of his candidacy is a challenge. Yesterday, Dole campaigned in Ohio, a state critical to his electoral strategy. He's made stops in the state 9 times, 4 in the last 6 weeks. Last week, the campaign spent $350,000 on television advertising, but the headline in Monday's Cleveland Plain Dealer summed up Dole's problem. Ohio vote seen going to Clinton. In his speech yesterday in a college gymnasium just outside of Cleveland, Dole offered this explanation.
I believe the American people are just beginning to sort of sit up and take notice of this very important campaign in 1996. They're only now focusing on the real choice in this election.
Yesterday's carefully planned trip to Cleveland began with a stop at a typical suburban home, where Dole chatted with family members over coffee about his tax cut plan. He then proceeded to the rally, where he included some new lines in his standard stump speech and a new gimmick, a semi-serious consumer's guide to the upcoming debates. The four major Cleveland television stations had decided in advance to pool their coverage and sent only one camera crew, and as WOIO's assignment editor Richard Friedman explains, the one thing the Dole campaign had not planned made news.
To be candid about it, it became a bigger story when two police motorcycle officers collided and were both seriously hurt. Otherwise, the Dole story was worthy of putting on the air with some film, but was not among the biggest stories of the day.
Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole made an unscheduled stop at a Euclid hospital today.
Yeah, he went to visit two motorcycle police officers who were hurt in an accident while riding in the candidate's motorcade. The accident happened while Senator Dole was being escorted to this rally. That's at Lakeland Community College.
The intent of yesterday's stop in Cleveland was to pitch the tax cut, to call attention to how much money families would actually save if Dole were elected and his economic plan were enacted. To that end, a giant floor-to-ceiling banner hung behind Dole as he spoke, a huge complicated chart spelling out the benefits different income brackets would receive.
So I hope every newspaper in America and every TV station will print this and broadcast this chart. There it is.
But only one local network referred to the chart in a package that was less than flattering.
Spelling it all out on a really big chart, Dole says his plan will reduce the taxes on families ranging from 15 to as much as 100%.
It's giving more resources to families and less to bureaucrats. It's about giving more resources to business and create more jobs and opportunities.
It was a very different Bob Dole here at Lakeland Community College as he tried to reach out to the young people here. After all, when was the last time you associated Bob Dole with rap music?
The national networks largely took a pass, although they sent their crews and correspondents. NBC ran a chunk of the speech in a new segment that periodically features the candidates in their own words. ABC ran nothing from the rally, but Dole's early morning response to a question about the Middle East summit got him some airtime on CBS.
Besides calling what's been happening here foreign policy by photo op, Dole is warning President Clinton not to force Israel into any concessions.
Foreign policy by photo op made it onto the wires and into a few stories, USA Today, for example, and in the broadcasts of CNN and NPR. But the rest of the day didn't get much play. In the print media, the Washington Post's single column story focused more on the itinerary of Jack Kemp. The New York Times quoted 2 paragraphs from the rally, which, it was pointed out, was disrupted by Clinton-Gore protesters and the premature firing of confetti guns. The Wall Street Journal made no mention of Dole or the rally. Locally, Dole fared a little better, but the major stories of the day pushed him below the fold on the front page of the Akron Beacon Journal and the Plain Dealer, despite a personal interview with its editorial board. It seems the rally coincided with the Cleveland Indians' first playoff game against the Baltimore Orioles. The other top story, according to Friedman of WOIO, the sale of permanent seats in the new football stadium, also received better play. Ohio voters are, for the most part, satisfied with the status quo. According to a poll over the weekend sponsored by a local media partnership on issues ranging from the economy to the environment, President Clinton received high marks, marks that have remained relatively unchanged since the same poll was done in January. Somewhat apologetically, Friedman says people just aren't that excited about the race.
I'm hopeful that the interest in the election will pick up as we get closer to Election Day, and possibly this weekend's debate will help pick up some of the interest. But to be quite honest, I think people expect that the result will be that President Clinton will defeat Mr. Dole, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of excitement about the election in Northeast Ohio.
Dole isn't giving up, however. He has a new news-generating strategy planned. He returns next week to Ohio for 2 days by bus. I'm Elizabeth Arnold. Reporting.